Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can know you as Creator God and yet a very personal Lord and Savior for our lives. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We thank you for your Word. We thank you for the opportunity to know you, to be in a relationship with you, that we can learn about you through your Word. I pray today by your Holy Spirit you will guide us into all truth and that our lives will be pleasing unto our holy Creator God. We thank you for all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Vessels and Royal Wine. As we look further into the decor and furnishings of the palace where Ahasuerus is having his second feast, we learn more about him as well. 180 days of feasting is quite the generous spirit from the man who is the ruler of 127 provinces. And this latest party extends to those both small and great who were in the palace of Shushan. In chapter 1 and verse 7 of the book of Esther, we learn more about some of the activities given at this extravagant affair. We read, "And they gave them drink in vessels of gold, the vessels being diverse one from another, and royal wine in abundance, according to the state of the king." The scripture begins, "And they gave them drink in vessels of gold, the vessels being diverse one from another." Ahasuerus brought out the finest drinking glasses for his guest. Some believe these possibly to be the vessels that were taken from the temple of Israel, but they were not brandished as in Belshazzar's feast mentioned in the book of Daniel. Nonetheless, wherever they came from, they were certainly the best of the supply. Notice, too, that they were diverse or different from one another. The variety of chalices and goblets must have been quite the conversational pieces as the guests were drinking and enjoying themselves. The verse continues, "and royal wine in abundance, according to the state of the king." There was no skimping on the best drink, for the royal wine, or the wine fit for a king, was poured. This opulent and gracious display toward his guests shows us the giving nature of Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus spared no expense for entertaining his guests. And from the phrase, "according to the state of the king," we ascertain that he gave no special law limiting their indulgence. He desired that they be satisfied, pleased, and filled with abundance. He was a hospitable and accommodating ruler who gave abundantly to his people. Have we ever been so gracious toward others as Ahasuerus? Have we ever attempted to hold a feast for people both small and great and given them our best? We often think that we must have great means to share so graciously, but if we will think about it for a while, we may find that we can use Ahasuerus' example as inspiration for blessing others with that which the Lord has provided for us. May the Lord bless us with his thoughts and graciousness as we meditate upon these words today. Next time, we will see just how abundant the drinking was among the guests. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.